All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Wednesday, July 17th of 2024, and the MLB All-Star Break is almost over here. We have golf. We have the Open Championship teeing off later tonight, early tomorrow, depending on what time zone you're in, and that will be your Thursday DFS action here, and then Friday MLB returns. So should be a I hope you guys have enjoyed this little DFS break. Hope you guys are ready to jump into the second half of the MLB season. But for those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. With that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and we do this show on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. So tune in and get your questions answered. With that said, we're going to get the SaberSim app pulled up here. Do have a few questions to start off with. If you guys have a question, now is a good time to get that in the queue. We'll make sure to get to all the questions before the end of the show, as always here. But it looks like our first question came in from Sammy here, so I'm going to get this one up. And question says, when looking at SaberSim metrics, I've noticed a lot of lineup percentiles at 99th. Is that the same concept as to finding the upside at the top 1% for the contest, regardless of the sport? If that's the case, how bad will it be using a metric for the 95th or even 85th percentile? Thanks. Okay, so good question here. Definitely understand where you're coming from on this one. So let's just like run a build here. And if you guys haven't been in SaberSim yet this week, you know, haven't built many lineups with the All-Star break and stuff like that, we did release a update to increase the build speed. Specifically those that like previously took a long time to build. So like golf, MMA, NASCAR, NBA Showdown, NFL Showdown. And, you know, sometimes like the pool size would be lower for these by default, be like 2000, just because it would take the builder so long to build. But, you know, if you guys are following, watching along here, I just kicked this build off and we got 4,963 lineups all within the last like 15 seconds here. So we're trying to increase the build speed for these sports that take a long time. That way you can have more lineups available to you without having to wait a significantly long amount of time to see them here. So that's one big update that went live before the championship. So you guys have ability to build lots and lots of lineups for the golf slate. But getting into this question, so what are the lineup percentiles and basically what are they measuring, right? So if we go to our sorting metrics, we go to the percentile dropdown. It is exactly what you said. So like the 99th percentile is basically the top 1% of outcomes for a lineup. So if I click on 99th percentile and then I come into my summary statistics here, basically what we're saying is effectively what we're doing is we're building the lineups and then we take this lineup and then we go back into the Sims and then we say, hey, how did these six players do as a group over the entire set of Sims? And basically what you end up getting is the same way that we have player distributions. You know, if you click on a player, right, you're going to see their range of outcomes in the Sims. Well, now we have lineup distributions where it's like, hey, lineup one, you know, this is that lineup's payout structure. And then from that, we're able to say, okay, you know, what are the top 1% fantasy point scores for the lineup as a whole? And then, you know, in this case, this top lineup, the top score would be 532 fantasy points. This we're basically saying this lineup achieves 532 fantasy points 1% of the time. And then, you know, 95th is the score that they get 5% of the time. 85th is the score they get 15% of the time. So it's always that margin between whatever the percentile is and 100. Now, as far as, you know, which ones I think are worth using, personally here, I don't like to use anything less than 75th. And the reason for that goes down to like the contest payout structures. So like if you go to the all contest tab and just come in here and look. And, you know, you look at these cash percentages, right? Like 19%, 22%, 19, 24, 20, 18, 19, 22, 24, 22. You know, everything here is somewhere between like 19 to 25% as far as like the cashing rate. So, you know, even if you're using 75th percentile, you know, that is like on the low end of some of the cashing rates, right? So it's like, well, I never want to use 50th because if you're, you know, optimizing for 50th percentile, 60th percentile, you know, you're nowhere even near the cash line, right? So I prefer to use, you know, 75th at the lowest. I'd rather use 85th because I'd rather be on the high end of the cashing bar as opposed to the low end of the cashing bar. And I would be using this as like a like helper variable. You know, I wouldn't be using it like just by itself. I would be using it in some type of formula where maybe I'm using it to account for the cashing rate of a lineup or something like that, right? But if I wanted to use a variable in and of itself, I'd be more comfortable using 95th or 99th percentile. Those would be the two that I would mostly land on. And then those are the ones that you're going to see, you know, in your Sabre score formulas. If you go I see a second one with 99th percentile, third one with 99th. So like even all these Sabre score formulas are all using 99th. If you go to like baseball and you to 95th to 85th, it just depends, but different use cases for each one, but they're all being used in some type of formula. So that's how you read them. That's how I would recommend using them. All right, next question here from Gigi. Last week for PGA, I tried to run some builds with wave splits taken into account. I wanted to do 5-1 builds, but it kept giving me an error saying can't create any lineups, even when I set the pool to only 500 lineups. Only way I could get it to work was when I did 4-2 splits. Can you demo a build with something like min 5 AM PM players? It's quite possible I didn't put in the rule correctly. Okay, yeah, happy to do that. So let's just open up a fresh build here. So one thing that is a can happen sometimes is there could be like a mistake with writing the rule. Something that does come up kind of often here. It's like a common mistake, so don't beat yourself up too much. But basically what you want to do is you want to sort by tee time and you want to, you know, pick a cutoff, right? So you said, hey, I want to use 5 from the AM PM wave, right? So let's go and see like what a good cutoff is here. Okay, golfing starts at like 6:30. Looks like there's a little bit of a gap between like 11:26 and 11:47. So let's just use this as our cutoff, right? We'll say 11:30. So we want, you know, 5 players from the 11:30 or earlier, and then only 1 player from the afternoon, right? So what I would do is I would come to my settings. I would go to my lineup rules. I would go to add new rule. And then I would go to group. Automatic. Now from here, what I want to do is I want to say use at least 5. The important thing, this is the mistake that some people make, is they click group by and then they leave it at player. This will break your build. This will not allow it to run. So the only time you ever want to use group by is if you're using it on a team or game level. You really don't ever really want to use the player option. So leave group by unchecked and then come into requirements. And then we're going to say the 5 players that we're using must have a tee time before, and we're going to say 11:30 a.m. And then that's how I would write it, just like this. So then once I save this rule, I can go back to my build settings and I can kick this build off. And let's see what this looks like. Just want to make sure that lineups are building correctly, because I know you said that you tried it and it did not work. Okay, cool. So lineups did build. We got, you know, almost 5,000 lineups here. And then just taking a look, based on tee times, there are hardly any golfers in our top 20 lineups here who are after 11:30. So that basically shows me that, hey, you know, these guys are not coming up very, very often. So it looks like all is working well. And then if we just like go into that rule really quickly. So the reason that you'd want to leave group by unchecked is because if I say this as a manual rule, you're going to say it says, hey, save as one manual rule. So it's basically one rule for all the players, right? And if I save it as manual and I go in and look at it, what it's going to do here is if I click this drop down and I open the rule, you're going to see that it's taken all 81 players that are before 11:30, put them into one group and said, use at least five. That is what we want. Now, if you do it the other way, if you do group by there are 81 rules now, and basically it's saying use each player in every lineup. This is why it breaks, because it's trying to use 81 players in a six-man lineup, and that's the problem. So when you leave group by unchecked, then you only get one manual rule. So that is what you want to do there. All right. Next question here from Sammy. And Sammy said, I know you are supposed to run the 150 max and 20 max builds together, but for the 3 max with singles, do you add the singles individually? As 8 total, or do 3 max selection and then down to 1 single entry on step 3 with and without contest sim example if possible? Thanks. Okay, so what I would do here is I would run one build and I would, so without contest sims, I would do this one build with 8 lineups. And then from here, you know, you could fill the lineups however you want. You could go in and say, hey, I want to fill them by highest entry fee, or I want to do the single entries first and then the 3 maxes last, or I want to unique random them and I don't care. I just want to, you know, build 8 good lineups and let them fall where they will. You know, that this is how I would do it for the single entry and 3 max, the one build with 8 lineups in the my lineups box. Now, if I was doing this where I had, you know, multiple single entries and multiple 3 maxes, right? Like I'll do this with 5. For example, here, I'm just going to take these first 5. I have a 3 max and 2 single entries, right? So I just created 3 contest sims. I'm going to go back to my build. I'm going to run the contest sims now. And then I'm going to decide, hey, how which contest do I want to do first, right? And maybe I want to do the single entry first, right? I want to do one of the single entries. So I would run the 3 contest sims. And they're slowly finishing, right? They're finishing one at a time here. So let's say that I care the most about the 100K to first contest, right? So I'm going to go into the 100K to first contest. I'm going to switch to risk adjusted ROI. And this is a single entry contest here. So I'm going to make the number in my lineups of 1. And then I'm going to find the one lineup that I want. Let's say it's this top one. I'm going to go and I'm going to save this I am going to trash this lineup. That way I don't use it again. And then I'm going to go and switch to the next contest. And then I'm going to do the same thing for the second single entry. Okay, hey, I'm optimizing for this specific contest. One lineup in my lineups. I know it's not the same one as prior. And then I'm going to save this one, right? And then once I'm done with this one, I'm going to trash it. And then I'm going to do the last contest, right? So then now I'm going to change the number in my lineups from 1 to 3. I'm going to go to the third contest sim, which is the 3 max here. Find my 3 lineups, save those to its specific contest. And then I'm going to download all the contests together and then upload them to the site. So that is how I would do it with the contest sim. So the big difference is that with the contest sims, you're optimizing contest by contest, as opposed to without contest sims, you're just trying to build 8 good lineups together, because SaberScore is going to encompass all of these, right? Like SaberScore is going to say, hey, you know, what are the sizes here, right? And then if I'm picking one, I would just pick the biggest contest. Usually it's better to optimize bigger than smaller here. And then you just use that one SaberScore for all 8 of your lineups and let them fall where they will. But that is how I would do that. It looks like Sammy's here. Said, awesome. Thank you very much, Andrew. Happy to help, man. And good luck to you in the slate kicking off here within the next, like, 9, 10 hours here. So going to be a fun one. But all right, everybody, appreciate the questions. Glad we were able to do a little bit of some golf demos here. I will be right back here tomorrow, Thursday, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So the tournament will be in full swing by then. So good luck to you in the morning, and I will see you then. And we can sweat our lineups together. So appreciate you tuning in, and I will be back tomorrow. So until then, good luck. Take care. Thanks. Bye.